Recently, an ultra-rare stellar sea eagle turned up on the coast of Maine. It's rare because there's so few, only about 4,000 in the world. It's also rare because it's about half a world away from where it ought to be in far eastern Siberia.
This bird is literally on the wrong side of the globe. If you sail to the farthest point of Alaska's Aleutian Island chain and then just keep on going, you'd get there eventually.
The surprise appearance of this massive bird, one of the world's largest raptors, electrified birders, sending them flocking to Maine to see it.
Another eagle. It's right there. Oh my God, it can see me. There it goes, there it goes.
It also raises some interesting questions about how birds navigate, colonize new areas, and find mates. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
With an 8-foot wingspan and weighing nearly 20 pounds, the stellar sea eagle makes our bald eagle look puny by comparison. It has unmistakable white stripes across the top of its dark brown shoulders, and there's no mistaking its imposing bright orange beak.
The Atlantic coast from Maine to Newfoundland is roughly the same latitude as where it came from, so the coast of Maine seems like a good choice. Lots of tall trees to perch in and to look for the fish it prefers to eat.
And what's really amazing is it's managed to work its way across the continent since it was first identified in Alaska in 2020.
So when birds behave like this, wandering far from home, are they actually lost or is it more like pioneering?
Some individual birds do hatch with impaired navigational skills. And when it's time for them to migrate, they set out in odd directions.
And youngsters on their first autumn migration can get pushed around by strong winds and weather systems. Tropical storms tracking northeast from the Gulf Coast can carry many smaller birds hundreds of miles, resulting in a bird fallout when lots of birds suddenly descend in strange locations.
Out-of-place cave swallows and rufous hummingbirds often show up in the late fall near Hampton and Seabrook. If they're lucky, they find enough insects to survive on until they can get their bearings and head out again.
But the truth is, most really aren't hardy enough to cope with the harsh New England weather, especially the cold nights. And many die.
The official term for these displaced birds is vagrant.
How about wanderer or explorer, vagabond?
That'll work.
Astronaut.
No. You had me at vagabond. We have lots of examples of off-course birds. Folks who bird in New Hampshire might recall the painted bunting seen at a feeder near Conway. Or the sage thrasher found along a rail trail in Hinsdale. Both well outside their normal ranges.
But like Tolkien wrote, not all who wander are lost. Some species colonize new places as a result of their wanderings. Around Great Bay, a small colony of nesting Mississippi kites has developed over a decade, presumably from the same individuals returning year after year.
A similar situation in Bear Brook State Park involves a pair of red-headed woodpeckers. Both the kites and the woodpeckers are far outside their normal breeding range, but have successfully produced young. So their offbeat strategy seems to be paying off.
The striking plumage of the stellar sea eagle tells us it's an adult bird, several years old at least. So it's not making any rookie mistakes. It's using its skills and experience to survive. Just imagine if a second sea eagle of the opposite sex showed up and together they formed a new pair. Would they try to set up a territory and breed half a world away from where they should be?
I don't know. The odds of that seem pretty slim. But the one in Maine has been hanging out with bald eagles. And by the way, they're actually the same genus, meaning that they're pretty closely related.
But wait, isn't this time of year the start of eagle breeding season? Could it mate with a local bald eagle?
It's not impossible.
What?
It's not impossible. Mixed pairs of these two species have been seen nesting together in coastal Alaska. And in 2004 in British Columbia, a young eagle with features of both a bald and a stellar's was documented.
Well, maybe its appearance in Maine will help bring more awareness to its vulnerability.
And in the meantime, we get to marvel at it as long as it decides to stay here in New England. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHBR.